I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name for ever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another, and they will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name for ever and ever.
That's a great psalm, isn't it? Please leave it open there if you have a Bible. Open to Psalm 145. Oh, resolve to pray. That's our new series for the next 5 Sundays. Now, the aim of this series is not to make you feel guilty. It is to encourage you, to encourage all of us to start the year right, especially when it comes to our prayer life. We're going to look at 5 different types of prayer, 1 a week. So today it's praise, and we'll look at confession, doubt, thanksgiving, and request. And not that all our prayers need to be all these things, but our prayers should include all these things at different points, different times. So we've got four preachers for this series, and each of us are going to look at a different psalm each week as a little bit of a case study as we think about what this prayer might look like for us day to day, tomorrow morning, what might it look like for us. So the plan is that it will be sort of topical but grounded in one psalm, and we'll think about the practicalities for us, particularly for us as individuals, but also for you as a family and for us as a church family. I've been reading a chapter on prayer by J.C. Ryle. So I'm going to refer to him and some of the things he says a little bit this morning. The first thing that I want to share with you from him, he says that a habit of prayer is one of the surest marks of a Christian. And he goes on, it is as much a part of their new nature to pray as it is a child to cry. They see their need of mercy and grace. They feel their emptiness and weakness. They cannot do otherwise than they do. They must pray. Yet so often, I don't pray. And I struggle to pray. I can start the day and get into my day and get on with it without a thought for God, without giving him a word of praise or thanks or whatever it might be. And I so want that to be different. I'm convinced that the better we're praying, the better we're doing with God. And the better that we're doing with God, the better we are going to be praying. So let me pray now, and then we'll get in and we'll think about prayers of praise. Our Father in heaven, what an honour and privilege it is to be able to talk to you. You are God Almighty, you are Creator. Yet you hear us when we speak to you. You love to listen to us and you love to answer our prayers. Father, what a wonder it is that we can call you Father. And I pray that we all would be a people of prayer and that this series would encourage us and change us. Amen. Well, prayers of praise. I think it's right that we start here, acknowledging God for who he is. It's where Jesus began, wasn't it? When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. What does he say? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed, not Harold. Hallowed be your name. So hallowed, to make holy. Holy is his name. So this is declaring that which is true. Hallowed be your name. This is God. This is the one that we're speaking to. He is holy. He is our heavenly Father. So we address him accordingly. So Psalm 145. It's a prayer, a psalm of praise of David. And it's how he begins. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. It's an acknowledgement of who we're praying to. It is God the King. He is to be exalted and praised. His name, it is great. David says, every day I will praise you and forever. He is worthy, he is deserving of all our praise because he is God every day and for every day. I think it's so easy for us to forget this. Now, sure, we know it. We know it to be true. But if you're anything like me, it is just so easy to wake up and to get up and just to get into the day with no thought for God, for the one who gives us this new day. Every day is a new day and it is a gift from God. And we have reason to praise him and to acknowledge him for every day that we have. He's the one who enables this world to continue. When we wake up and we have a new day, that is because God sustains and keeps this world going. And that we wake up breathing, he's the one who allows us to live. So it is good, it is right for us not to just start the day, but to acknowledge God, the one from whom life comes from. We are so independent that we can forget just how dependent we really are on God. So it's why this year, I want to resolve to do this. For my first thought, when I get out of bed, to be directed towards God. As I head those few metres from my bed to the shower, that I give God praise for another day. It might only be a line or two, but that I acknowledge God, that He is God and this is another day that He has given me to serve Him. That's what I want to resolve to do this year. I'm going alright so far. I did it this morning. I gotta keep doing it each day. Before I engage with the world, before I check Facebook or Twitter, that I engage with God, that I praise Him. That is more important than the news. That is more important than finding out the weather for the day. It's more important than thinking about what shirt I'm going to wear. To take a moment and just to praise God that He is God and this is another day that we have to serve Him. Now, I don't have kids coming in and jumping on my bed or screaming out. So you might have to work out what this means for you, but this is what I'm resolving to do. What is it that David praises God for? Broadly speaking, two things. God's greatness and God's goodness. Have a look with me from verse 3. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. His greatness and His goodness, whether that be in creation or in redemption, or His character, who He is. And we're not going to read the whole psalm. Judy has done that already. Have a look at how each section starts. Each section starts with the Lord, or Yahweh. That's the personal name for God. The Lord is, and then it says something about who He is. And something to praise Him for. So verse 3, the Lord is great. Verse 8, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. The Lord is good. Halfway through verse 13, it says there, the Lord is faithful. And verse 17, the Lord is righteous. So there you have five things you can praise God for. He is great. He is gracious. He is good. He is faithful. He is righteous. You want to know what you can praise God for? Maybe you're not sure. There are five things. He is great. He is gracious. He is good. He is faithful. He is righteous. And you can think of a whole lot more. And there are more in this psalm. And we live this side of the incarnation, of the cross and the resurrection and Jesus' ascension. So there's so much more that we know about, that we can praise God for, that David couldn't. Maybe later on today, in bed tonight, I'll read this whole psalm again. And take note of all the things that there are here that you can praise God for. Make a little list of them if you like. Keep reading. Or maybe read one a day. Psalm 146 right through to 150. Each of them is a psalm of praise. Well, let's think about what is praise? What is praise? Praise is just to speak well of. So Bill Laurie might praise the bowling of Mitchell Johnson, even though he's not a Victorian. As a parent, you might praise the talents of your child, and you might post it all over Facebook so all the world can see. When we praise God, we speak well of Him for who He is and what He does. That's what David does in this psalm. And you might notice there's a whole lot of different words are used for praise. In this psalm, we have exalt, praise, extol, commend, tell, proclaim, speak, meditate, celebrate, sing. And they're the words just in the first seven verses. And again, you could think of a whole lot more. Many other words about praise. Compliment, pay tribute, cheer, applaud, magnify, glorify, honour, bless. That last one, bless. God blesses us, but what about us? Bless God. If you've got an ESV in front of you, it says there bless rather than praise. God blesses us. We receive from Him. It's God's goodness upon us. What does it mean for us to bless Him? For us to bless God, it's not our goodness on Him, is it? It's more an expression of thanks and praise to glorify. So bless can have that meaning of to bestow favour upon. That's what God does to us. But bless can also mean glorify and praise. And that's what we do for us to bless God. How do we do it? How do we do it? Well, let's hear a few more words from J.C. Ryle. He says, "It is useless to say you know how not to pray. Prayer is the simplest act in all religion. It is simply speaking to God. It needs neither learning nor wisdom nor book knowledge to begin in. It needs nothing but heart and will. The weakest infant can cry when he is hungry. The poorest beggar can hold out his hand for alms and does not wait to find fine words. The most ignorant man will find something to say to God if only he has a mind." He doesn't hold back. Should take that as a little bit of a rebuke there. If we know God, not just know about Him, but if we truly know God, know Him personally, then we will praise Him. How can we not? When we have experienced His grace, how can we not praise Him for that? When we know His presence with us, how can we not praise Him? Let me give you five suggestions to help you to praise God. All right, so the first one. Something good happens in your life. Give credit to God. Praise Him for that. Something good happens. Praise God. All right, we don't always do that, do we? We can just accept it and go on and think that's great. But take that as an opportunity to praise God when things are going well for you. Secondly, read some scripture. Maybe just a short passage, a few verses, particularly on God and His character, that will help you to praise Him. Now in your handout, you should have received a little bookmark there with a whole list of passages. Some are short, some are long. You might like to read just one of those, and then that will help you to be able to praise God. So you might like to keep that with your Bible or somewhere handy. Thirdly, The daily prayer guide that Tim Kotler put together, those 31 days of prayer, have you noticed what each day starts with? Each day starts with a very short passage which helps us to praise God. Before we get in and focus on ourselves and praying for things, those 31 days start with God and praising Him. So if you've got that prayer guide, if you're using that, that will help you to start your prayers with praise. Fourthly, you could play some music. Put on some Christian music, some praise music, and that might help you to put other distractions out and to be able to focus on God and His goodness, and that might help you to be able to praise Him. And fifthly, when it comes to saying grace around the dinner table or praying with your kids, try to include a praise point each night. Try to think about the day or think about God and one praise point and include that with your grace or as you're praying with the kids as they go to bed. All right, so there's five little suggestions. Could you resolve to do one of those or two of those? Which of those five could you resolve to do? Which of those might help you in your prayers to praise God? Well, I'm about to wrap up. And then if someone else has a suggestion or a tip that you want to offer everyone, we'll go open mic and see if anyone's brave or wants to offer a brief comment. So think about that. One last word from J.C. Ryle. He says, at the very least, speak to God in the morning before you speak with the world. And speak with God at night after you have done with the world. Whatever else you make a business of, make a business of prayer. I would love nothing more this year than we be praying Christians. That we be a people who pray, that we be a church who prays. If you are praying, my hope for you is that you will continue to do so, and that will be a joy and a real special part of your day. It might be a few times during the day. It might be as you go through the day that you're constantly talking to God. May you just keep growing and doing that. If you're not one who prays, my hope for you this year is that will change, that you will take a step or some steps and that you will become a person of prayer, that you will resolve to pray. And that it won't be a duty, but it will be a joy, that it will be a natural response. For us knowing God, that we just can't help but pray, and that it will start with praise, knowing His greatness and His goodness, that will cause us to pray. So I'm gonna pray in just a moment. But if anyone has a tip or a suggestion that they want to make, now is your chance. Something that might encourage everyone else. Something that you've found helpful. Anyone want to make a brief comment? Something that's helped you in your praise of God?
I used to find it really difficult to pray, but I think once you get into the habit of it, it becomes a real joy, like Steve was saying. Something that helped me was the books, The Power of a Praying Woman, The Power of a Praying Wife. There's lots of them out there. I also have a prayer partner that I pray with over the phone because we can't get together face to face, and that's been really helpful over the years as well.
So do you pray together over the phone or you share points?
We share prayer points and we pray over the phone.
Yep, excellent. Anyone else? Yes.
One thing I've always found really challenging but helpful is I read not that long ago was a reminder that we should always praise God even when things go wrong, and that's been a hard challenge, but I think one that and I've experienced in my own life just a couple of times where when things haven't gone as I'd hoped they would, I found just by turning to God in praise of his sovereignty, that his direction is sovereign and therefore I can trust him for the future. That's always been helpful.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know. Like, and lots of us know that this year, that things aren't always going well for us. But God doesn't change, and we can still praise him for who he is. And yeah. Okay, let me pray. Father, we do praise you for the great God you are. We praise you that you are great and you are gracious, you are good, you are faithful, you are righteous. And we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.